Module 9, Listening 1, page 140, Exercise 3. You will hear five short extracts in which footballers are talking about injuries. Look at task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what caused each speaker's injury. Now look at task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H the long-term impact of the injury on each speaker. You will hear the recording twice. While you listen, you must complete both tasks.
Just before we collided, one of the other team lifted his knee up and caught me full in the chest. I thought I'd just been winded, so I kept playing. Then I got knocked down again later in the match, and that's when the pain became unbearable. X-rays showed that I'd sustained two cracked ribs and bruising to my heart. The problem with internal injury is that you don't actually see any improvement. The ribs healed fairly quickly, but recovery of the heart's something you just can't rush. Although I eventually found my form again, the enforced inactivity nearly drove me crazy. Still, I've never entertained the idea of giving the game up, despite breaking my nose on another occasion.
In my position, getting kicked is normal, but I was reckless this time, diving for the ball at the same time as the striker went to kick it. Her foot met my knee with force, and the ball rolled past me into the net as I hit the ground. After surgery for a torn ligament and extensive physiotherapy, I couldn't wait to start playing again. Then, during that first game, their top player was driving the ball towards me and, I don't know, these doubts started nagging at me. I hesitated. My confidence plummeted. That was it for me, I'm afraid, because every time I stood in goal again, try as I might, I couldn't shake that feeling off.
I ended up trying to kick the ball at the same time as our centre forward. He should have left it for me, actually. And my foot got caught under the ball as we toppled over. When I went to stand up, I couldn't put any weight on my foot at all. I'd got a double sprain on my ankle. I twisted it 3 weeks previously, but had lacked the patience to let it heal before playing again. So I ended up having to wear a brace on my foot for 12 months. I must admit, I was a bit hesitant when I first started playing again. I was a bit wary of kicking hard. But I'm totally back into my game now.
I can't remember much about it, really. I ran in front of this girl to tackle her, thought she was going to dribble the ball, but she kicked it and it came flying towards my head. I blacked out and then remember a teammate trying to get me to stand up. I have no clear memory of anything else. I was off work for a fortnight. When I first went back, I had trouble focusing and remembering things. I now wear a concussion headband when I play football and console myself with the idea that getting injured is par for the course and it could have been worse. And, you know, I don't think it's affected my game that much.
One of the other side's defenders came to tackle me and I heard the bone break as his boot hit my leg instead of the ball. Then I was down on the ground with my foot out at a very odd angle. I must have been in shock because I hardly felt any pain at first. I had to have an operation. My leg was in plaster for 6 months. The physio took another 6, so it was a long process. I'm playing again and almost back to my old form. But every time I walk onto the pitch now, I feel scared that something of the sort might happen again. I never had that before.
Just before we collided, one of the other team lifted his knee up and caught me full in the chest. I thought I'd just been winded, so I kept playing. Then I got knocked down again later in the match, and that's when the pain became unbearable. X-rays showed that I'd sustained two cracked ribs and bruising to my heart. The problem with internal injury is that you don't actually see any improvement. The ribs healed fairly quickly, but recovery of the heart's something you just can't rush. Although I eventually found my form again, the enforced inactivity nearly drove me crazy. Still, I've never entertained the idea of giving the game up, despite breaking my nose on another occasion.
In my position, getting kicked is normal, but I was reckless this time, diving for the ball at the same time as the striker went to kick it. Her foot met my knee with force, and the ball rolled past me into the net as I hit the ground. After surgery for a torn ligament and extensive physiotherapy, I couldn't wait to start playing again. Then, during that first game, their top player was driving the ball towards me and, I don't know, these doubts started nagging at me. I hesitated. My confidence plummeted. That was it for me, I'm afraid, because every time I stood in goal again, try as I might, I couldn't shake that feeling off.
I ended up trying to kick the ball at the same time as our centre forward. He should have left it for me, actually. And my foot got caught under the ball as we toppled over. When I went to stand up, I couldn't put any weight on my foot at all. I'd got a double sprain on my ankle. I twisted it 3 weeks previously, but had lacked the patience to let it heal before playing again. So I ended up having to wear a brace on my foot for 12 months. I must admit, I was a bit hesitant when I first started playing again. I was a bit wary of kicking hard, but I'm totally back into my game now.
I can't remember much about it, really. I ran in front of this girl to tackle her, thought she was going to dribble the ball, but she kicked it and it came flying towards my head. I blacked out and then remember a teammate trying to get me to stand up. I have no clear memory of anything else. I was off work for a fortnight. When I first went back, I had trouble focusing and remembering things. I now wear a concussion headband when I play football and console myself with the idea that getting injured is par for the course and it could have been worse. And you know, I don't think it's affected my game that much.
One of the other side's defenders came to tackle me and I heard the bone break as his boot hit my leg instead of the ball. Then I was down on the ground with my foot out at a very odd angle. I must have been in shock because I hardly felt any pain at first. I had to have an operation. My leg was in plaster for 6 months. The physio took another 6. So it was a long process. I'm playing again and almost back to my old form. But every time I walk onto the pitch now, I feel scared that something of the sort might happen again. I never had that before.
Track 11.